VOA News. I'm Faith Lapidus. President Donald Trump renewed his attacks Monday on four Democratic members of Congress, all women of color, contending they had demeaned the United States, Israel, and the presidency. When will the radical left congresswomen apologize, he tweeted, for the foul language they have used and the terrible things they have said? Trump's latest comments came a day after he drew sharp criticism for a series of tweets, condemned by some as racist and xenophobic, in which he suggested the lawmakers go back and help fix the totally broken and crime-infested places from which they came. Only one of the representatives he targeted is an immigrant and a naturalized citizen. The others were born in the United States. Nationwide raids aimed at rounding up 2,000 immigrants in the country illegally for possible deportation got off to a low-key, almost invisible start Sunday, and fears among immigrant communities in big cities of black-helmeted agents kicking down doors and shouting orders did not materialize. In the targeted cities, churches and lawyers were standing by, ready to help anyone who suspected they were about to be detained. Still, Mexico says it's preparing for an influx of deportees from the United States. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Mexico's foreign minister says more than 1,800 Mexicans in the United States who have received final deportation orders are expected to be returned to Mexico over the next few days. As of Sunday, foreign ministry officials said they'd seen no indication of an uptick in arrests of Mexicans without visas in major U.S. cities. But Mexican consulates have been standing by to provide legal assistance for migrants caught in the Trump administration's immigration enforcement operations. Meanwhile, Mexico deported 364 Hondurans back to their country on Friday and Saturday. Ben Thomas, Washington.
This is VOA News. The Trump administration has dramatically ramped up efforts to keep fewer migrants from crossing the southern border. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
The administration is moving to end asylum protections for most Central American migrants. A new rule expected to go into effect tomorrow says any asylum seekers who first pass through another country will be ineligible for asylum in the U.S., though there will be exceptions, such as for migrants who've been trafficked. Current law says refugees can request asylum here regardless of how they arrive, also with exceptions. The administration's new policy will almost certainly face legal challenges, as have its earlier bids to send asylum seekers back over the border and keep some detained while their cases play out. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Anti-government protesters who fought running battles with police inside a Hong Kong shopping center were rioters, the city's pro-Beijing leader Carrie Lam said Monday. Lam supported the actions of the police force, saying that police and prosecutors will press charges following investigations. Police used batons and pepper spray to disperse thousands of protesters who again took to the streets of a Hong Kong suburb Sunday to demand the complete withdrawal of a bill that would allow extraditions to mainland China, as well as Lam's resignation. The protest in Sha Tin was peaceful throughout most of the day, but scuffles broke out between police and demonstrators as the day came to an end. Two leading UN agencies report nearly 20 million children worldwide, more than 1 in 10, were not vaccinated against killer diseases such as measles, diphtheria, and tetanus in 2018. Lisa Schlein has details from Geneva.
Global life-saving vaccine coverage remains at 86%. This is high, but the World Health Organization says it is not high enough. It says 95% coverage is needed to protect against outbreaks of vaccine-preventable diseases. The worldwide measles outbreak is the most alarming example of what can happen when vaccine coverage falls below 95%. Most unvaccinated children live in the poorest countries, especially in fragile or conflict-affected states. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The Health Ministry of Democratic Republic of Congo said Monday two community health workers engaged in Ebola prevention were killed in the eastern North Kivu province. They said the workers had been receiving death threats for months. Ministry officials, meanwhile, have confirmed the first case of Ebola in Goma, a city of more than 2 million people along the Rwandan border. The patient is a pastor who took a bus from Butembo, one of the towns hardest hit by Ebola, to Goma. He is in an Ebola treatment center now. I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News.